studs. 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 Studs.
Welcome, everybody. Studs. It is the Conway and Whitman Show, and we're live on 97.1 Free FM. Tim Conway Jr. and Brian David Whitman, man. Nice to see you, dude.
Timmy Conway, look at you, man.
All right. This is the Wednesday before Super Bowl Sunday.
That is his... Is that true? Yeah. February 3rd it is,
yeah.
Right? Wow, it comes so fast.
Yeah.
You know, I was driving home last night after you attacked me at about, 10:51, and I just couldn't take it anymore, and I slammed the headphones off, and I just walked out. And I have to start the show with a compliment after I've had 23 hours now to cool off.
Thank you.
You do a very good Johnny Carson. You were mocking.
Of you exiting the building?
You were mocking me doing Johnny Carson with the parking attendant downstairs, which of course I don't do.
Is the attendant here?
You get that really guttural. All right. Oh, is that right? I did not know that.
But I could just see you like if you're like buzzed leaving one day, and you start laying your impersonations on that guy. He's like, uh-oh, here comes that jerk with who thinks he's Al Gore with the ticket now.
Well, Heather. Do I just slide this ticket right here by the green light? And then the arm comes up. Does the car have to be on the path over the sensor to activate the arm once the ticket goes in? And they'd be like, geez, you hack. Get
here
out
he
of
is here. Again.
But please don't call me that
Danny
word.
Gans.
I can call myself a hack, right, but for right. You to call me hackish.
But isn't everybody in radio a hack?
Yes, we are a couple of hacks, but I just wasn't ready for that. Word last night, hackish. I mean, you called me hackish. I just had enough.
I apologize.
It's
a big compliment.
No apology necessary.
All right, folks, this is Super Bowl Sunday coming up. And I was talking to a friend of mine. And
out in the valley?
Yeah, head of promotions here. Is that what he does? Hey, Mike Olson, how are you?
Tim, how you doing?
All right, man, you're the best, dude. Hey, what is your job title here? Are you head of promotions?
Promotions and Marketing Director for 97.1.
Right. Wow, this is a big...
Look at that.
Look at you, man. You're
Jesus
a big, big deal, man.
And this guy puts together all the big events for the station, whether it's a party at the Playboy Mansion.
Or a Commerce Casino deal.
Yeah, remote at the King game, whatever is going on.
All the Super Bowl parties this weekend where Yankee Doodles, both locations, and Frank Kramer is going to be at Spearmint Rhino.
Yeah, I know. Thanks. Thanks for telling us all. You know how like single guys are going to be celebrating. You know, see, this is the trade-off that married guys have with single guys, uh-huh. Right? If you're married, Hanukkah, Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, that's your kick-ass holiday with the wife and the kids,
right?
And the single guys are all depressed and drinking, like another holiday, and I'm alone. But then the trade-offs come shortly after the new year, and it's Super Bowl Sunday.
That's right.
Depressed when we're drinking, though, Tim.
That's exactly right. Now, that's I think I've been here, I know I've been here more than 2.5 years, almost 3 years.
Almost 3 years in June.
Yeah, so you and I have been we'll be celebrating our three-year anniversary. I think I've only done one strip club.
We're out in...
With you. We did. Where was that? It was out...
Way out near Pasadena or...
Farther than that, wasn't it? Yeah, only one. So,
City of Industry or something, I don't know.
If you can, hook me up with, one or two more of those, that'd be great.
Hey, by the way, is that Spearmint Rhino party open to the public?
Actually, I did two. I did another one.
It's the Spearmint Rhino Torrance party. Go down and see Frank. You guys aren't appearing there? No?
No.
No, I
you
did...
You can tell the wife that, though, Tim.
No, yeah, we get Kings games and... Yeah, Lakers practices.
Mike, you won't remember this, but what was the other? And this is kind of—I don't know how to tell the story. This was this was when I did for the station, because I was mistaken a moment ago when I said I'd only done one. I have actually done at least two, and the second one I don't remember.
You did by yourself,
or did it alone without you?
Right.
The first one we did together. The second one they booked me just to go out there, so I go. Drive out 30 minutes, 45 minutes, and it was like Sam Phillips was there, so it was kind of loud, and there were like a lot of hot chicks around, and the owner was kind of cool, and where was it, Mike? They put me on stage and made an ass of me.
I thought that was downtown at the Score, no?
No. And the owner of the club said to me, just go up, some guy who was ethnic, and he spoke with an accent, which I can't replicate, and he said, just go up and do it. He said, just do the thing on the stage. He said, I will make it, be worth your while.
Wait a minute, a foreigner owns a strip bar?
So he puts me up on the stage, and they, you know, start whipping me, and they really did at one point whip my back with a belt, and it made a mark. And I got off.
Different from your KBC remotes?
Very different than, you know, appearing at the UCLA Festival of Books. So I went to, I finished up with the lashings, and I went back to the guy, and I said, well, I did it. He said, you did. He said, you did great. He said, you know what? Go into that VIP area. He said, there's that booth there. He goes, just wait in there.
Oh, boy.
I said, really? I said, welcome to FM Talk.
Yeah.
He said, just wait in that booth. So I
did. Appearances are like a lottery, though. You know how for Super Bowl you pick the squares, you never know what the numbers are?
Right.
You guys just always have bad picks. That's
right.
The problem.
Well, also, I think what happens is, you know, with those strip bar remotes, and, you know, those they're usually done at night, and we're working at night.
Right.
So.
Right.
Yeah, I understand that. Yep. Hey, all right. So I was talking to Mike Olson, and again, he's in charge of marketing and promotion at this station.
Yes.
And how long have you been with the station? 6, 7 years now?
Yeah, almost 6 years now.
Oh, boy.
Good for you.
And I said, hey, so what are you doing for Super Bowl Sunday? And what'd you tell me, Mike?
Well, yeah, I was going to try and make to our parties, but I've been invited to the Playboy party in Phoenix, you know, that they throw at the Super Bowl every year. So I'm going to have to attend that.
So he's flying to Arizona.
So I'm going to have to attend to that.
Yeah. Listen, this guy is flying to Arizona, staying in a beautiful hotel down there.
Oh, my gosh.
And then going to the game. He's got a ticket to the game. And then right afterwards and right before the game, he's going to the
Saturday night is the party. The Playboy
Saturday
party
night. Okay.
Saturday night. You know,
You'll be lucky if you ever make it to the game.
Right. That's going to be the tough part of the whole trip.
And you got two tickets, so you and a friend are doing this, right?
Correct.
And who's the lucky dude that you have selected to join you on this jaunt?
It's one of my college buddies.
Cool. Great call.
Does he live here?
Down in Phoenix, actually.
Oh, okay. That's great.
Yeah.
All right. So anyway, so Mike lays this story on me. He's leaving Friday night to go to Arizona. He's going to be there for Super Bowl weekend. The Playboy party is on Saturday night. He wakes up on Sunday, a little tomato juice and a little shot
Miller
of vodka.
Miller Lite tailgate party on Sunday.
Right. Freshly squeezed, freshly squeezed Miller Lite right when the sun comes up.
Yeah, something to take the edge off. And then right into the Super Bowl. And then you're coming home Monday?
Monday, yeah. I had to take Monday off.
All right. And then he says to me.
It's understandable.
This a-hole says to me, he goes, so what are you doing? And I said, it doesn't matter what I'm doing, right? And he goes, no, I just want to know what you're doing. I said, no, you're just busting my balls. And he says, no. He goes, what are you doing for Super Bowl? I said, dude, don't lay that you're going to the Playboy party and then to the Super Bowl on me and then ask me what I'm doing.
Right. I mean, my God.
That's like saying, you know, I just won $17 million in the lottery. Hey, have you ever won?
Or, you know, what's in your wallet?
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, I just bought a big house in Beverly Hills. So are you still in that apartment in North Hollywood?
I
mean, that's exactly what it's like. So I said to him, I said, well, my party's a little different. And I said, I'm gonna work on Sunday.
All right.
For Covenant Mortgage.
Good. With Dave Harden.
Yeah, from 10 a.m. to noon.
Dave Harden's the best. Just throwing deals together for me.
You bet.
Like you won't believe. I have to turn on, actually, my cell phone to see what my new payment's going
to
be.
How about this? I've got to go to bed early on Saturday night. And I won't be at the Playboy party. I'll be going to bed early so I can wake up early on Sunday.
For the Covenant Mortgage.
For the Covenant Mortgage show. So I don't even have the Playboy channel in my house. This guy's going to be at the Playboy party.
Oh, no.
I'll give you a wake-up call.
Yeah, yeah, please.
Still be partying.
Right, you, so, still and be then awake. After that, I've got the Jacob Imrani show, LALaw911.com from 1 to 2.
How much? Yeah, okay, I was going to ask, what is the break between?
An hour. An hour I rest and I take a steam and then back on with the other show.
Hit the mic again.
So I, and then at 2 o'clock, I'm driving home to pick up my wife and my 2-year-old daughter. She's about 2 years and 4 months.
She's a cutie.
And I'm driving to a friend's house where all of his kids are going to be.
Oh, no.
And three other couples and their kids are going to be. Oh. So there's probably about 10 kids.
Oh, God.
Jesus Christ.
About 14 adults.
All dancing in front of the TV.
They're cooking hamburgers and watching a TV set.
Oh,
and this guy's going to be at the Playboy party and then at the effing Super Bowl. And you know what? I got to be honest here, dude. It doesn't pay to be on air at this station. It pays to be in the office.
Well, look, Tim, you've made your choices. You have made your choices in life. You decided to get married. You decided to have a kid. This is what you've decided to do. So you're going to be, you know.
A communications degree in college, too. That's where you went wrong.
Yeah, I know. I know. I can't believe I didn't get into promotions. That's where it's at. You know, all the free stuff that filters through the station.
Oh, he's all over it, this Olson.
The listeners don't see that part, though.
I know, but they got to know that part. Like Miller Beer, I mean, were very nice to us over the holidays.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
By the way, you should hook me up with more free stuff, Mike. Do I just have to come by the office and there's free stuff?
Yeah, you got to get there before 7 when I leave. Oh.
So I have to get, okay, well, show starts at 8. I have to be there before 7?
There you go.
All right, dude. Well, we'd love to talk to you on Monday. What time are you coming back on Monday?
I think it's, I'll be landing at LAX around 6 p.m., so I'll give you guys a call on Monday.
Yeah, give us a call Monday and let us know how that weekend went.
All right, we'll do that, guys.
You're a major stud, dude.
Take care.
All right,
have
there
fun.
He goes. Oh, boom, boom.
How depressing is that?
What a weekend that guy's got going.
God almighty.
All right. If you're a single man,
yep.
What kind of Super Bowl plans do you have? It's your opportunity to stick it to us married a-holes. Isn't that a Christmas song? Married a-holes. Married a-holes.
You know what? I originally thought that it was done,
bum, 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 bum,
was done by Bing Crosby. Married a-holes.
Married a-holes.
Yeah, Bing Crosby did it.
Married a-holes. All right, it's your opportunity as a single man, single guys out there, to stick it to us married a-holes.
And Judy Garland has a solo in Married A-Holes.
Is that right?
Yeah, Bing sings most of it, and then Judy Garland comes in with a little solo.
I did not know that.
I ran wild. All right.
All right, an opportunity for single guys to say, F you, here are my Super Bowl plans. 520-9710. Who's got a great goddamn weekend plan? 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. I ran into Frank from the Frosty, Heidi, and Frank show Saturday.
How's the Frank Army? Was the Frank Army with him or was he just by himself?
He's by himself.
Really?
Frank Kramer here.
Frank Kramer here. Now, where's the Army? Did you ask him?
No. I don't know. I didn't know the Army was.
Well, there's a Frank Army, of course. Gina, isn't there?
No, but he wasn't with the Army.
Right, but Gina knows there is a Frank Army that oftentimes travels with him.
Yeah, I think so. I'm not sure,
but
I
think
so.
Huh?
Are you part of that, Gina? The Frank Army?
I don't know what you're referring to.
Oh, I do. I do.
What is the Frank Army?
There was, Frank Army says it on the air, and don't you remember the night we had our Christmas party here that
it escapes me.
Oh, Gina was
she was so drunk. She blacked out around 9 o'clock.
What are you guys talking about?
Yeah, right. Gina, please. Right.
Frank Army running around
what?
The station like
whatever.
A nut. Frank Army.
Anyway, so this weekend, Super Bowl weekend, Frank says to me, he goes, what are you doing for Super Bowl? I said, nothing. You know, I'm just going to a friend's house with the kids. He goes, what? I said, yeah. He says he's going to be at Spearmint Rhino.
Right.
For like 9 hours.
Right, and it's a paid appearance.
For like 19 hours. Yeah. He's going to be paid
right.
to go to a strip bar.
With naked chicks.
And watch the Super Bowl on a big plasma screen at the Spearmint Rhino in Torrance.
While getting lap dances if he chooses.
Right. I'll be checking my daughter's diaper every quarter to make sure she hasn't pooped herself.
Put a few points on the board.
Yeah.
I will be sitting on the couch.
What are you going to do? You're a single guy. Why don't you get out to Torrance?
Yeah, but it's, you know. Yeah,
go to Diamond Bar.
It's not a bad idea. I do have strip clubs closer, but they're not as cool as the Rhino. Oh, no. Oh, no. The Rhino on Oxnard. I could go to the Rhino on Oxnard. I wouldn't have to go to Torrance.
Why not go to Torrance? Get out and enjoy yourself. So go to Diamond Bar.
Well, what's wrong with going to Van Nuys?
Go to Diamond Bar.
Yeah, what's the Van Nuys location? Or I'll go to Torrance.
Yeah, but you got to get out there, dude. You're a single guy. This is your weekend.
Yeah, I am looking forward to the game because, honestly, as I said last night, we were talking.
You're a Giants fan.
With John and Jeff, I never thought. I grew up in a Giants household, you know. I mean, I couldn't tell you, you know, who's on the roster, but I could tell you that.
Could your dad?
Oh, yeah.
Your brother?
My brother, absolutely. Later in life, my dad started to kind of be, he was a little bit less of a fan. But when we were kids, he was all over it. I mean, he really was. So I'm shocked they're in. As I said to John and Jeff last night, I didn't think the Giants, I mean, I watched it a little bit. I didn't think the Giants would ever make their Super Bowl. I didn't think they'd, you know, get past, Those Cowboys, man. I thought the Cowboys would be in it. They thought that, you know, a new England be in it, man.
I'd like to do something here where I'm going to play. I'm going to do a little improv with Jerry Wyschowski here. What's your dad's name?
His real name or what we all call
what
him.
What you call him?
Barry.
Barry. And your brother's name?
Barry.
All right. I'll be the father, Barry, and Jerry Wyschowski will be Barry the son. No. I said, God damn it. I can't stand this guy sometimes.
Don't throw the pen, please. You almost hit me with the pen. I mean, look, human resources would say you need to count to 10.
All right. You know what? We got to put the right hander in. Bring in Randy, and Jerry, you're out for the night.
You pointed at me. What is that? That's a cue. You went like this.
I did not.
You pointed at me. That's a cue.
Out. Randy
that's
in.
That's a cue.
Randy in. Jerry out. Where's Randy? Randy's
dude, that's
in.
A cue, man.
I'm going to the bullpen, dude. I'm sorry. I'm going to the bullpen.
This early in the game.
Got to go to the bullpen.
Wow, this early.
You gave up too many runs here in the
but do you understand that's a cue? You gave me a cue. You said you'd give me a cue, and you gave me a cue.
I got it. We got to switch up board ops here.
And the crowd goes wild as Wyschowski
out.
Throws his glove on
the mound. What am I supposed to do?
Go do whatever Randy does.
I don't know what he does.
All right, let's take some phone calls here. George in Paramount, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, Tim Conway, Brian Wickman.
How are you, George?
Hello, George.
Yeah, I was wanted to let you guys know that for the Super Bowl, about 15 to 20 of my friends are getting together. Some have wives and some have kids, and we're getting together to play a $100 buy-in No Limit Hold'em.
Oh, that's cool.
Wait, and barbecue and probably has some ceviche.
What is that?
Is that kind of a traditional
crab seafood?
Oh boy.
Is that like kind of a Mexican dish though?
I guess the way it is prepared.
I see. All right.
It just add and take away a couple of things, but yeah.
Sounds like a great weekend, dude.
Yeah, but not as great as that other guy, man. She's going to the Playboy Mansion and the Super Bowl game.
He's going to a Playboy. That. Now, the Playboy.
He's got you beat.
The Playboy party in Phoenix is obviously not at the mansion because the mansion's right here in Los Angeles. But where is it? Like at a Four Seasons in Phoenix? Or where did I stay, actually? Like the really nice place. Well, I was on tour with. Sean Hannity and I were touring the country doing live shows together. And where
two great conservatives working together.
Well, no, actually not that. And I just did voices of political leaders. But what's that really nice place in Phoenix? The Biltmore, right? Isn't there a Biltmore in Phoenix?
Nah, I don't know. Not familiar with Phoenix.
That's probably where it is. I bet it's somewhere, yeah.
Probably, yeah. Probably at a really cool joint. Playboy is always has the best part.
I'm jealous of Mike.
All right, congratulations, George. All right, Vince in Rancho Cucamonga. You're on 97.1 Free FM. What do you got going this Sunday, dude?
All right. Hi, how you doing? This
All
is
right.
Vince. Hey, I just got divorced, so I think I'm going to be trying to find something fun to do. You guys have any extra entry passes to that Hefner event or no?
You mean the Playboy event in Arizona?
Yeah.
No, we're not going. Yeah, we're not going.
We
sir.
Can't go.
Yeah. Well, you got any good parties you can send me to?
Yeah, go down to Torrance with the Spearman Rhino.
Oh, okay. That sounds cool.
When did you get divorced?
I filed December 21st. It was a Christmas present to my wife.
Congratulations.
You know what? That's a real FU to her, right?
No, she loved it. She was waiting for it, right?
Oh, she deserved it. It was the best thing I could have gotten her. I mean, it was like the thing that really, really is what...
Something she always wanted?
Yeah, it was what she was asking for, really.
Hey, when you had... Hey, dude.
Guy's funny.
When you left her, when did you leave her?
Well, actually, we're still living in the same house, so we're filed. So that makes a legal separation.
But sleeping separately, I imagine.
Well, for the last 2.5 years, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Now, what are your sleeping arrangements in that broken marriage?
I'm just upstairs, just biding my time to get finished.
Oh, is there a guest room? There's a bedroom that you use?
Yeah, extra room, uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Can you have chicks over?
Sure, if I can sneak them. Yeah, I guess I could. Probably, I can't guarantee there wouldn't be like any arguments on the way up the stairs or anything, but yeah, sure.
Well, has she had
I'd rather go out somewhere, actually.
Has she had dudes over?
No, huh?
That can't happen.
What would happen?
No, we haven't had any of that kind of stuff.
But what would you do if that happened? I mean, you're divorced. You gave, for Christmas, you gave her divorce papers. What if she...
I'd probably call up a radio show and complain about it.
Oh, good.
Hey, now, when you gave her the papers on the 21st, was she happy about that?
Well, actually, she kind of had been in the works, and she didn't think, you know, it was just like a snide look on her face, you know.
You got kids?
Right.
Yeah, they're all, yeah, I guess it's over 18, though.
Oh, so why are you still in the house? Why didn't you split?
Money factor. I don't want to, you know, it's just too much hassle. And besides the fact, like you said, I don't want to see Sancho coming into the house where I used to live and, you know, petting my dog and all that kind of stuff.
Is that a euphemism for something?
Huh?
Yeah, who's Sancho?
Yeah, that's a hypothetical person.
And
it's an old Spanish myth thing.
Petting your dog.
The guy who comes in the window when you go to work in the morning.
Oh, right.
That's Sancho.
All right, buddy. Okay. All right, well, congratulations on the divorce. And anybody, I still stand by my theory. Anybody who says to their wife, between Thanksgiving and Christmas, I'm out, that's a big middle finger.
Right, because divorce alone is probably offensive enough, but to do it at that time of the year.
Better on the holidays.
Oh, my gosh, and they go crazy.
How about a Christmas Eve divorce?
Oh, can you? It's happened.
Sure it has.
Oh, I bet it's. How about this? On her birthday, I bet that's happened.
Oh, yeah?
I bet women.
On the anniversary of her, like, dad's death?
Oh, that's horrible. Well, you know.
Some guys really want to stick it to him.
Well, you know, I hate to get political, but you've heard the stories of Newt Gingrich.
No.
Wife in the hospital.
He was banging around?
No. Wife's in the hospital, in the bed.
Here's
honey,
the door.
Honey, here you go. I signed mine. You're going to need to sign yours. Visiting hours are over. I got to split.
Good for him. All right. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. It's an opportunity for single guys to stick it to us married a-holes. What are you doing this Sunday? 520-9710 and 888-520-9710.
Yeah, man.
It's the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show, and we're live on 97.1 Free FM. Super Bowl weekend is coming up. It's this Sunday. It's the single guys holiday. Married guys, take a back seat to you single folks. You single dudes out there.
Yeah,
so
man.
So if you got a great, great party or weekend going, lay it on us here. It's your opportunity to get us back for the holidays when we're spending time with family.
Right.
You're spending it now with strippers and hookers.
Right. Single dudes get depressed over the holidays, but they get it back, balls back in their court, come last week of January, first week of February.
Yes. 520-9710. What kind of great Sunday you got planned? 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. All right. Now, we're going to do a little improv here. Me and Jerry Wyschoski, we're old improv. We met at the Groundlings.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I didn't know that you guys had met there.
Yeah. We were taking the same Groundlings class.
Who was attending?
I went on to Saturday show, and he's like a Sunday player, but we ran into each other in the hall.
Who was attending first? Did you go first,
I went first. Then he came in about a year later.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah,
yeah, that's nice. Jerry, I didn't know that you were.
He's done some great work over there.
I didn't know Jerry was a groundling.
Well, I don't like to brag.
Yeah. Oh, it's cool.
All right, so I'll set this up. It'll be I'll be Brian's dad, and Jerry will be Brian's brother, and we're just sitting around watching the Super Bowl. All right, here we go. All right. Well, you know what? It depends on how Eli Manning's going to do and which Eli Manning's going to show up. You know what I mean?
Well, you know, I mean, if they have to go back to pick, you know, one of their other quarterbacks,
right.
I mean, we're screwed. But I think Manning will play. You know, I mean, he got Manning out there, Bradshaw.
Yeah.
You know, you got a Finn.
Yeah, Ahmad Bradshaw, by the way, coming out of Marshall. I had a great, great time when I used to go and watch games down at Marshall. You know, Kevin Dougherty is really stepping up his game. Guy comes out of Mississippi State and is kicking ass for us. Go Giants!
Well,
yes.
Steve Smith is from USC. I think that's going to be a good. I think that's going to be a good pick. Also, right there.
Hey, where's your brother?
What?
Where's Brian? Brian?
I think he's in his room actually.
What's he doing up there? Turn the TV down for a second. Hey, Brian! Brian, game's on.
He's got that playing loud.
You have headphones? Brian! Looking just
the same as you did last time. It's a Super Bowl Sunday. He's listening to this?
BD! Game's on! Brian! Close to getting tangled up inside. Brian! Come on, you love him as much as I love. Come on, my little QB!
will that hey, Spart, get out of here. Super Bowl's on. Turn that crap down.
Oh, he's turned.
Brian, turn it down.
Go up there and kick his ass.
Brian, hey, Spart. Spart, the kickoff's in like a minute, Brian.
Too close to home.
When you two, honest to God, when you two, great improv, Jerry.
Thank you very much.
Tim,
yes,
great
thank
improv.
You, thank
when
you
much. Two were talking about the game, that's what they used to do. That's what my. It was like that. I would sit there. It's like they were talking Latin. You know, I'd be in the next room, and it would just be like, you know, I just couldn't understand it. But that was how it was. You know, they would talk about the game and. They would when my brother got old enough, they would drink a few beers, and when my dad always drank beer, you know, during the game.
Never missed a game, though.
No, Sunday on Staten Island was get up. Now, of course, on the East Coast, the games are on later, you know, so you don't have to get up as early as you do
right
here. But it was get up. You know, maybe some light yard work. My dad had kind of ring us into some light yard work. I had a newspaper route, so I tried to get lost, you know, deliver newspapers. But then at 1 o'clock would be the first game, as I recall. Shut her down. 12 noon, out come the chips. My mom, God bless her, she knew exactly.
Is that right? What a great mom.
Yeah, my mom knew exactly what to put out, where to be, what to do. She put out the chips and everything. And my dad would you know, go. And he would say to me, I'll never forget this line. Because, you know, parents, I don't know if you do this with Sophia. Well, you do. You've told stories you do. Parents refer to themselves in third person.
Right.
You know, so my dad would say to me when I was, you know, eight, 9 years old and the Giant game was on, he'd say, Brian, get Daddy a beer. Will you get Daddy a beer from the fridge? I'd say, sure, Dad. You know, so I'd go over and inevitably I'd, you know, bring it to him, and he'd say, thanks, sport, and he'd open it up. And then inevitably, he'd have to use the restroom, you know, that beer goes through you. So I would always, I'm sure every kid's done it, go right over and just put that can to my lips and try it. And, you know, it was all right. It tasted all right.
All right. Hey, by the way, since that went over so well, we're going to try another one.
You're going to try another one?
Yeah. I'll be Barry, your father, and Jerry will be Barry, your brother.
All right. Same roles then.
Yeah. We're in the backyard. This is not Super Bowl Sunday. This is just a summer day.
Oh, like in June or July?
Yeah. In the backyard, doing a little yard work.
Well, you know what? There was a lot. My dad liked to do weeding, where there would be a lot of weeds on the side. Weeding.
Okay. All right. All right. Here we go. All right, give me that shovel over there. Why don't you do me a favor? Why don't you dig up those weeds over there? I'm going to paint the backside of this house.
You want me to take all the weeds, right?
Yeah, take all the weeds out of there. I mean, you know, the place is starting to look like hell. And see that fence board there where it's broken? The dog's going to get through that. So do me a favor and patch that up.
Yeah, I'll nail it up. Don't worry.
All right, here's a hammer. And also, use the electric screwdriver. Put a Phillips head in there and make sure it's tight because the dog's going to get out of there. And have your brother help you. Where is Brian?
I thought he was out here with us.
Wait, his window's open.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Brian! Do a little yard work, Brian. Hey, Spart! Yo!
There you are. When did he get curtains in that room?
I don't know, but the...
Brian! Brian, get out of here!
The neighbors can hear that.
I mean, I'm embarrassed to be his brother almost.
Go up there and get him down here, will you?
Hold on, I'll go get him right now.
Thank you very much.
That's great. Jerry keeps going. Jerry's still in character, too.
He loves improv.
I was supposed to be in your room, actually.
Oh, that was great. My brother would come in, and you want me to be
it
me?
Was off, it
all right,
was
here
off
we go. Turn the continue. Right. Turn the music up.
Brian!
What? I can't even hear you. What are you doing up here?
We got yard work to do.
Who's we has yard work
you
to do?
You and me. Your dad,
I already,
our dad
I,
wants I, us to do yard
I delivered,
work.
I delivered the newspaper. I'm writing a play.
The dog's going to get out through the fence.
Well,
then needs to pull.
Then repair the fence. I'm writing a play.
What kind of play? Can you turn it down?
Look, tell Daddy that I'm not today. And get out of here. You go do it.
All right, man. I can't believe you're my brother sometimes, you know?
Oh, that's real nice. That's real nice. Yeah. Love you, too. There it is.
The Whitman household.
And by the way, I did write plays. I did do that. So I thought I'd lay
while
that
they were doing yard work?
Yeah, I wrote plays constantly. I wrote little one-act plays and like three-act plays.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I don't know where they are now or if they were any good, but you know, I wrote dramas.
Billy in Long Beach on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
All right, what's up with you?
So on Super Bowl Sunday, I have to mix sound on a movie set.
Oh, wow. On Sunday?
Yeah. Horrible.
Thought so you guys were all out of work.
Well, it's like an independent thing. I mean, whatever. Anyways, so we rigged it up. You know, at Save-On, how they have those little 5-inch black and white TVs with the rabbit ears on it.
Right. Did you buy it at Thrifty or Save-On?
Right.
Actually, it was a CVS that I bought it at, which if you really want to clarify. So we rigged it up on a sound cart and put earbuds inside the real headphones. So my boom op, my friend Ted, Bill and Ted sound, it's awesome. So we ran an extension up to his headphones. He has the game in one ear. I have the game when I'm mixing. And then whenever we're not recording, we just sit there and watch the game.
There you go. All right, Babu.
Huh? What?
Hope the audio turns out better than that call.
Huh?
All right, folks, it is the Conway Whitman Show. By the way, here this just came into us. This is hot off the wire here.
Yes, this is breaking news.
Frank's party at Spearmint Rhino in Torrance, RSVP. I'm going to give you a phone number to RSVP. The doors open at 11 a.m. Get there early. No cover. Free catered lunch. Is that right?
Can it be possible?
I'm going to go out there between shows and myself. That is the one place.
They have very good food.
Well, Steckler used to say this all the time, so I'm not...
Are you serious?
It's not an original line of mine, but Doug said that this Spearmint Rhino in particular has great food, and the only strip bar he's ever been to where there's a sneeze guard and a pube guard. Thank you very much. All right. The doors open at 11 a.m. Get there early, no cover.
Are you
free catered lunch.
Are you serious?
I'm serious. And here's the phone number. You can RSVP. You got to RSVP. 310-532-2427. 310-532-2427.
I'm sorry. I stepped on the number. I was going to do Rodney Dangerfield.
310-532-2427. All right, it is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM.
In the name of Jesus Christ, amen, can we frigging fix this? God damn, am I getting tired of this? We get, you know, bounced around to every frigging different time slot, and then we frigging show up for work, and they can't even frigging fix the frigging board. God damn it, get your frigging act together here. Chris, Richard, you frigging tons of fun. You with the frigging... Pete Rose hairdo, get your engineering asses in here and lock this off. I'm not doing this anymore.
Welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show, and we're live at 97.1 Free FM. Big Super Bowl Sunday coming up.
Yes.
This Sunday.
Now,
what
Tim...
What are you going to do? Are you going to do anything?
Actually, I will watch the game.
At home?
I will.
Just sitting there by yourself?
I don't know. I might have a buddy over. I might call a friend or two over and watch the game.
Is that right?
Yeah. Because I grew up in a house where we always watched the Super Bowl. We watched all games, and we always had Super Bowl parties. So I'm inclined to have a handful of people over. Would you like to come over?
I would love to, but I got a plans to go over with my wife and my daughter.
Very good. I will have food, and I'll watch the game. And because I definitely... I can't believe the Giants are I grew up watching that team. I can't believe they're in the Super Bowl. So I'll watch and I'll root for the Giants and I'll have a good time. Usually, I've worked for the past 7 or 8 years. I've worked on Sunday and doing another show for a station back east, and I never ever would see the Oscars. I never would see the Super Bowl. I would never.
Yeah, I don't think I've seen the Oscars in a long time.
Yeah, I would never see these events because of the show. But I don't do that anymore. Now I have my weekends free and clear. So I'll be watching, no doubt. I will
enjoy that Super Bowl.
Who's
man.
Doing that? Who's doing the halftime show, by the way? Who's performing at halftime?
I do not know, but Jerry's looking it up.
Tom Petty is going to be performing. Actually, I know that for sure.
Really?
Tom Petty is going to be there
at halftime?
Yeah. And there's some. Hold on, let me check the other.
I like Tom Petty too. You know, I told you, and I think you were sarcastic to me over the telephone. But isn't the Tom Petty song, which is called The Last DJ, that's about Jim Ladd of KLOS?
Is that right?
Yes, I said this to you.
What did I say?
You said, oh, really, dude? You think maybe they just wrote it, man? People, you know, say it's about him, dude? Or actually, and I said, no, Tim. I believe Tom Petty wrote it for Jim Ladd. I believe that's the case. I might be wrong, but they call him The Last DJ. You know that he
was that rude about it?
Yeah, you. Yeah, of course you were rude. I was on the phone, and I quickly hung up. After I said, "I'm not going to take this." It was a Friday night. It was the night we went on vacation.
Oh yeah, right. Yeah. Well, part of vacation is, you know, separation.
Well, next time I'll know.
You know,
I'm sorry I called.
No, I'm just saying. You know,
well, no, it's
we might as well be working together if we're going to talk on the phone.
It was
for
on
3 hours.
I believe it was on the ride home that I called you because he just sounded so great on the air, and I called you because I'm a radio bull, and I said, "You ever listen to this dude?" Because I think he picks his own music, too. You know that?
I have no idea if he does or not.
And that's pretty radical for a music station, a rock station in Los Angeles, to allow the disc jockey to pick his or her own music.
Is that right?
Yeah, man.
That's real crazy?
It is very radical.
Mm. All right.
Is this The Last DJ?
Yeah, it is. I couldn't find it for a second. But...
Yeah, I think it is written for Jim Ladd of KLOS. What do you think, Tim? Well, the top brass don't like him talking so much, and he won't play what they say to play, and he don't want to change what don't need to change. And there goes the last DJ who plays what he wants to play and says what he wants to say. Yep, I'm seeing here on the internet that it is written about him.
I thought it was written about the regular guys.
There goes the last human voice.
Yeah, man. It sounds like it's written about you, dude. You say what you want to say. You play what you want to play.
No, no, that was Ed Till's theme.
All right.
Maybe it's written about Ed Till.
Yeah, maybe it's, who knows? All right, dude. Written about Danny Bonaducci. All right, it is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM. Those kids. As we celebrate mediocrity, all the boys upstairs want to see how much you'll pay for what you used to get for free. And there goes the last.